Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Samach Hey. We left off on the bottom of daf Samach Dalet and Beis. We were in the middle of discussing, and we're going to continue to discuss machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah had said at the very beginning of the parak on daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph that if you have your shnei seirim, one la Hashem, one la Azazel, and then one of them dies, so you need to replace the one that died, but you can't just replace one seir. You have to take two new seirim and do a new goral and determine that one is going to be la Hashem, one is going to be la Azazel. So let's say the one that was La Hashem died. So now you take two new, you still have the original one La Azazel. You take two new Seirim and determine one is La Hashem, one is La Azazel. So great, now you have one Seir La Hashem, but you have two Seirim La Azazel. You're not supposed to have two Seirim La Azazel. So what do? Which one is the one that's actually used, and which one is the one that is not actually used? So that is the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said, Sheni Shabazug Rishon Yikrav, the original Seir La Azazel is the one that you actually use. And the second one is just left out to graze until it develops a mum, etc. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Sheni Shabazug Rishon Yira. It's the first, the Seir Lazazel from the first group is left out to graze. Sheni Shabazug Sheni Yikrav. The one we actually use is the one from the second group, from the newest group. And that was the Machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara has been spending quite a bit of time trying to prove which opinion is correct. And we have a few more proofs still to go before we conclude the discussion of the Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So that's how our daf is going to start, with more proofs in the Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about which Seir is used. Then the Gemara will discuss in the middle of Amud Aleph why we spill dam of the Seir LaHashem when the Seir Mishtaleach dies. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the Mishtaleach dies, you shafech hadam, you take the dam of the Seir LaHashem and you spill it out. The Gemara is going to discuss why that would be so, why that's true, and Amud Beis, and even going over into tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to raise the question as to why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say to bring a lost Seir the following year, meaning when you lose a Seir. So Rabbi Yehuda does not say that if you've replaced it and you already have a new Seir for this year, so take the old one and just bring it for next year. Why doesn't he say that if, after all, we're going to find by Machsa Shekel, he says that. He says that you could take, if you lost the Machsa Shekel, and then you took a new one, and then you found the old one, they could just use it for the following year. So we're going to have five different answers. We're not going to get through all five today, but we're going to have five different answers as to what the difference is between a lost Seir, which cannot be brought the following year, and a lost Shekel, which can be brought the following year. But we are holding now again the last one line, four lines from the bottom of the page on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and we are trying to figure out which Shita is more correct, Rav or Rabbi Yochanan. Of the two Seirim that we have that are eligible to be used, do we use the one from the Zug Rishon, or do we use the one from the Zug Sheni? Rav says we use from the Zug Rishon, Rabbi Yochanan says from the Zug Sheni. So Tanan says the Mishnah, our Mishnah said, She'ein Chatos Tzibur Mesa, that Chatos Tzibur is never left to die. That was Rabbi Yehuda expressing that was the Tanakhama expressing his opinion that if the Shel Azazel died, the one that was Azazel Yiskayim Tachtav, and the other one is Yirach Yistayv, and is sold, and you use the money for a Nedava. Why? Why can't you just let it die? Because it's a Chatas Tzibur, an Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. In this situation where you have had to replace the animal, so we don't allow a Chatas Tzibur to just be left out to die. The implication is Hadiyachid ki aygavna mesa, that if it were a chatos of a yachid in a similar predicament, in a similar situation, then we would let it die. So bishlam Rabbi Yochanan kid Rabbi Abba Amrav. That works very well if you assume like Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan might be saying like Rabbi Abba Amrav. What is that about? What's Rabbi Abba Amarav? So we need to see Rashi. Rashi over here gives us all of the background that's necessary. We'll start with Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Yira de Masnisin, Asheni Shabzug Rishon Ka'amar. It works very well according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the animal that's left to graze is the original animal. It's the second animal in the first set. Mishkachasla, meaning the one who lost his partner, whose partner died. So Mishkachasla died. So then we can come up with a case where the parallel by an individual by an individual's carbon would be left to die, mishum chatas shekipru ba'aleha, because it's a chatas that whose bailim already had a kapara. Kid Rabbi Abba, in line with what Rabbi Abba said. What did Rabbi Abba say? Da amra b'mesech tmur. We first need to understand a machlokas tanaim in meseches tmura, then we could understand the statement of Rabbi Abba. Gabe plukta de Rabbi v'rabbanan. There is a machlokas Rabbi and v'rabbanan shenechluku b'mafrish chataso v'nevda v'hivrish acheres tachteha v'nimtzei sarishona. They argue in a case where you designate an animal for your korban chatas, then you lose animal A that you designated for your korban chatas, so your mafrish animal B in its place for the korban chatas. Then you find animal A. Vareshtein omdos. So there you are with animal A and animal B, both designated as a chatas, but you're only chayiv one chatas. Dekama Rebbe mischaper be'achas man vashniya tamus. So Rebbe says, use one of them as your korban chatas, and the other one should just die. Vechachamim omrim, ein chatas shekipru ba'aleha mesa. That if you have a korban chatas whose bailim already achieved kapara with another animal, cannot be left to die. So you can't just use one as a chatas and leave the other one to die, because once you use one as a chatas, the bailim got his kapara. The other one can't be left to die. Ela shenimtzeis la'achar shekipru ha'bailim, aval nimtza kodem kapara. So that's where if it's found after you already have a kapara. Aval nimtza kodem kapara la'achar afrash, meaning you can only leave it to die if you find the original chatas after the kapara is already done with animal B. Aval nimtza kodem kapara uli achar afrasha. But when you find the animal A before you ever shecht an animal B, so you have them both there, roa, then the remaining animal is going to be left to graze. So va'amar Rabbi Abba alei, on that Rabbi Abba said, hakol modim shim nischaper b'she'ena avuda tahainu shnia. Everyone would agree that if the animal you choose to use as your chatas is animal B, is the second animal that never was actually lost, shehufra shachron avuda mesa, everyone would agree that the animal that actually did get lost would be left to die. Shekach nemra alachal Moshe Misinai, chatas she'avda v'nischapru ba'aleha ba'acheres harishona mesa. The halachal Moshe Misinai is that if a korban chatas gets lost, the bailim achieved the kapara with another animal, the original animal dies. Lo nechluku elosh v'nischapru barishona v'ashniya omedes. The whole machlokas in Rabbi and the Rabbanan, whether you let it die or whether it has to be sent out to graze, is only if you choose to use animal A as your actual chatas, and animal B is the one that's still remaining. Ubahapligi. So then the Nukudas HaMachlokas is as follows. Rebbe Savar Mafrish Litzarech Tashlumei Avud Ka'avudami. Something that you were mafrish for the sake of compensating for that which was lost is like the lost animal itself. V'Rabbanan Savri Lav Ka'avudami. And the Rabbanan say, no, it's not like the lost animal itself. It was never lost. Animal B was never lost. So v'gabi masnisin dahacha. So now bringing it back to our case, what did we have? We had a seir that whose partner died, and we therefore had to designate two new seirim. So bish lama the Rabbi Yochanan. I understand very well according to Rabbi Yochanan, damar sheni shebezug rishon katani masnisin yira'e, that Rabbi Yochanan says the second animal from the first set, the one whose partner died, is left to graze. Hainu diav taimu mishum dein chatas sibur mesa. That's why he has to say mishum dein chatas sibur mesa, because a yachid in that situation had the yachid tamus. A yachid in that situation would be left to die. Davle nischaper b'she'ena avuda, because that's exactly like the case where you got your kapara with animal B. V'haduchuya kayemes, and the one that's still around is the animal that was nidche for some time. V'akol modim shemesa. Everyone agrees in that situation that the animal would die. That would be the parallel. The parallel to our case would be that since Rabbi Yochanan holds that the one that we're going to actually use is from the second set, is from the new set of Seirim, so the one that's left over that we have to decide what to do with is the one from the first set. So that's what the Mishnah says. Let it graze, not like a yachid in that situation where it would die, where kuli amalo pligi, a yachid Yochanan in that situation would die. So again, so Bishlam, the Rabbi Yochanan back in the Gemara, the Rabbi Abba Merav, I understand very well according to Rabbi Yochanan, he assumes like Rabbi Abba Merav, the Rabbi Abba Merav, Kol Modim Shem Nischaber B'Shein Avuda Avuda Mesa, the Rabbi Abba Merav says that everybody agrees that if you decide to use the animal B as your carbon, so the Avuda, the one that actually got lost for some time, is Mesa, is left to die when it's a Chatas Yachid. So I understand that's the contrast between the Chatas Tzibur and the Chatas Yachid. Ela l'Rav, havelei k'mafrish shtei chatos l'achrayus. But according to Rav, who says that when the Mishnah says that we leave one animal to graze, it means an animal from the second set. The animal that we use is the first one. So then, as says Rashi, as Rashi spells it out on top, El Rav Damar Sheni Shabzuk Sheni Katani Masnis in the Yira Uberishon Shenidcha Yischaper. According to Rav, that the one that was Nidcha, whose partner died, we actually use as the carbon, and the other ones, the new one that's sent to graze, Amai Hadi Yachid Tamus. Why would we assume in a parallel case that of an individually owned chatas that it would die? Lomi Bayil Rabbanan de Lamesa. Not only would it not die according to the Rabbanan, da neschaper b'duchuya v'inu ami mafresh la'avud lav ka'avudami. And not only according to the Rabbanan, where you got your kapara with the one that was nidche, and the Rabbanan hold that if you're mafresh an animal to replace a lost animal, it does not have the same status as a lost animal. Ela filu l'rebi lomesa. Even according to Rebbe, in that situation, for a yachid, it would not be left to die. Sharei lo hufrash l'tashlumei avid. Shemidchilo hayurishon kayam. This is even better than the case of the lost animal. By the lost animal, when you had animal A that got lost, you decided to take animal B to replace animal A because it was gone. Over here, the original seer is still there. It just lost its partner. So you have another one designated with the same kedusha. U'bishvil mishtalech shemeis. It's just because the Mishtaleach died, so now you need two Seirim Hashem. You need to have two new goats, one to be Lazaz and one Hashem, so you're going to be left with two Seirim Hashem. V'kivin dein Balichai nidchin meyikara, ibai hai makriv. So since Balichai and not nidcha, you could have brought whichever one you wanted. V'avlik ha-mafrish te chatos sachrayus. It's like you're being mafrish tu chatos sachrayus, meaning it's like you're designating two animals as with the same Kedushas Karban, having in mind that if something Shem Yovar Echad Me'en Yakrav Eschadero, that if one of them gets lost, you'll just bring the other one. So according to Rav, what's going on over here? Why would we assume that it's only because it's a Chatas Tzibur, that's why we say Yirat Shistayv, but if it were a Chatas Yachid, then it would be Mesa. That's not true. According to Rav, in the parallel case, it would not be Mesa according to any Tana. El L'Rav, Havle K'mafrish Te Chatel Sachrayus. In this case, it's like being mafrish two Karbanos with the same Kedusha, where one is there just in case something happens to the other one. The halacha is by an individual, even by a yachid. If you're mafresh tu chatos la'achrayus, having in mind that one should replace the other if there's ever any need for it, the halacha is that the second one is left to graze. It is not left to die. It's sent out to graze. So what's the case where the Mishnah is talking about, where the Mishnah strongly implies that it's only because it's a chatos tzibur that it's mesa, but if it had been a chatos, that it grazes, rather, but if it were a chatas yachid, it would be mesa. So answers the Gemara, kivan damar rava, rav savla krabiyosi damar b'mitzvah barishon, meyikara k'mafresh li'ibudami. That since we have already explained that according to Rav, when you have these two animals, you need to bring the first one, because he holds like Rabbi Yossi that the mitzvah is always to use the first one, just like we had by Karban Pesach, where you use the first one. So once you say mitzvah barishon, so when you designate that second animal, it's only because of a lost animal, meaning it's ki'ilu, the first one was lost. As Rashi says, kiven de mitzvah barishon meikara ki afreshin lahesheni, when you initially designate this second animal, adaita di ibur afreshinan. It's done al das of a lost animal. It's not al das lost, al das that it's going to be ne'avad, that it's never going to be used. Meaning, when you take two new se'irim, let's say the se'ir la'azazel, the original se'ir la'azazel is one that died. So you're left with the se'ir la'ashem from group one. Now you take two new se'irim, one la'ashem, one la'azazel. So you know that the one that you're designating la'ashem is never ever going to be used. The one you're designating la'ashem is not meant to be used. Your original se'ir la'ashem, mitzvah berishon, you're going to have to use that one. So it's al das to be ma'abed it, that you're being mafresh it. So v'lo garam im mafresh la'avud. So umasin rebbi. So it's no worse than being mafresh to replace a lost animal. And we're assuming like rabbi, v'achemri m'sach t'mur, the rav k'rabbi mukilam nasnisin. And that's in fact how it says in t'mur anyway, that rav holds like the like rabbi, that something that's mafresh la'avud is ka'avud dami. So we hear also it's even better than mafresh la'avud. It is mafresh to be avud. It's not just mafresh to replace a lost animal. It's mafresh to be a lost animal, because there's never any intent to bring this new seir as a seir la'ashem. Okay, period. So that's the end of that raya. Says Gemara now one more raya. Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamos. Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah that no, the extra animal that you have doesn't go out to graze. The extra animal that you have is left to die. The Tanakama, who we just discussed, said, the Rabbanan, who we just discussed, said, no, ain chatas tzibur mesa, so it's got to be left out to graze. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tamos, no, it's let to die. So says the Gemara, now the Gemara is going to work with the assumption that the same animal that the Tanakama said is left to graze is the animal that Rabbi Yehuda says is left to die. Now, which animal did the Tanakama say is left to graze? Well, that was our machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav held that the one that we use is from the first set, so the one that's left to graze is from the second set, and Rabbi Yochanan held, no, the one that's left to graze is from the first set. So we're working with the assumption that Rabbi Yehuda holds that whichever one the Tanakama said is left to graze, Rabbi Yehuda holds is left to die. So Bishlam of Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, works out very well, Damar Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yira, that we're talking about the animal from the first set. That's the one that the Tanakama says is left to graze, and Rabbi Yehuda says left to die. Rabbi Yehuda Yamos, Rabbi Yehuda will say you leave that one to die. Mischaper B'Sheni Shebezug Sheni. And don't worry, you'll still get your kapara with the second animal from the second set, and everything will work out just beautifully. So that's no problem. Elo l'Rav. But according to Rav, the Amar Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira, according to Rav, that you're going to use the animal from the first set, the surviving animal from the first set is still going to be used. And therefore, the one that's left to graze, according to the Tanakama, is the animal from the second set, l'Rabbi Yehuda Yamos, l'Rabbi Yehuda b'may mechaper. How can Rabbi Yehuda say that that animal is left to die? How are you ever going to achieve a kapara? Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, balechayim are nidchin, that a balchay can be nidcha from Kedushas Karban. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the animal from the second set is left to die, so what does that tell you about the animal from the first set? That we're going to use that one for the kapara? But it was already nidcha. As soon as its partner died, it was already nidcha. Rabbi Yehuda holds balichayim are nidachin, that once that a balchay, even a living animal, once it's rejected from use, remains rejected from use, and you're not going to be allowed to use it. So says the Gemara, mi savrit Rabbi Yehuda asheni shebezuk sheni kai. Do you think Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the second animal from the second set should be left to die? No, Rabbi Yehuda asheni shebezuk rishon kai. Rabbi Yehuda is only saying that the second animal from the first set should be left to die. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is really saying. That the meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is really arguing on two issues. This is how the Rashi explained in yesterday's daf, and Rashi again alludes to it over here. That ubitarti polig kidaprishlal. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing about two things. First, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing about whether it's left to die or whether it's left to graze, and then he argues about which animal it is. Meaning, they not only argue about what to do with the extra animal, they argue about which animal is the extra animal. The way Rav would understand it is that the Tanakama holds that the extra animal is that would therefore be left to graze is the animal from the first set, and therefore you use the animal from the second set. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm sorry, the animal from the second set, and therefore you use the animal from the first set. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, the animal that's left to die is the animal from the first set. We're going to use the animal from the second set, and it's not left to graze, it's left to die. So both of those are machloks in between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Ika de Kamosav Hachi. Now we had a discussion in yesterday's daf from where we were medayik from the Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda to try to prove one way or the other in the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. It was about midway through the page in Samach Dalet and Beis where we quoted the Mishnah Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda Nishpach Adam Yamas Hamishleich Mesa Mishleich Yishavech Adam, and we brought it as a raya to Rabbi Yochanan who holds Bali Chayim Anidachin, and the Gemara rejected the raya. The Gemara says no, that's exactly the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah only works according to Rav, because then we understand what the machlokas is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to quote the same raya, just now the other way around. Now it's a raya to Rav because now we understand the machlokas. V'ika de kamosev hachi va'od am Rabbi Yehuda nishvach adam yamos ha-mishaleach meis ha-mishaleach yishavech adam. So bishlam el Rav reisha pligi b'chatas tzibur v'seifa pligi b'balechayim. I understand according to Rav that there are two distinct machlokasim going on in the Mishnah. Number one, they argue about chatas tzibur, whether it could ever be mesa, or whether it's just left out to graze, and they also argue about whether bali chayim are nidachin or bali chayim are not nidachin. So I understand very well that they're arguing about those two things. El Rabbi Yochanan may va'od, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is this second machlokas? There is no second machlokas according to Rabbi Yochanan. So kashas, that's taka difficult according to Rabbi Yochanan, and that's exactly like we said yesterday. We kept on saying yesterday that Mishnah is like Rav. So any problem we're going to have with our Mishnah on Rabbi Yochanan is fine. We're supposed to have problems with our Mishnah on Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah is meduyik like Rav. It's a braisa that really backs up Rabbi Yochanan. But the Mishnah is very much like Rav. So good, that's the end of that discussion. V'odam Rabbi Yehuda. Now our Mishnah at the very beginning of the parak, again a couple of dapim ago, had said that V'odam Rabbi Yehuda had suggested that if Nishma Chadam Yomus HaMishaleach, that if the dam of the goat that you use lefnai v'lefnim and you sprinkle the dam on the proches and on the mizbech, if that dam spills out yomus hamishtaleach, then you take its partner, the seir la'azazel, the one that was supposed to be the seir la'azazel, and let it die. And if yomus hamishtaleach, if the seir la'azazel dies, so then take the dam and pour that out, because you're going to need a whole new set of seirim anyway. So it says gemara bishlam and nishpach adam yomus hamishtaleach. I understand very well why if the blood spills out, the mishtaleach should be left to die, should die, because the dam wasn't used for its mitzvah yet. Meaning, there are certain requirements in order for this dam to be viable, there are certain requirements, things that need to be done with the dam. Namely, you have to do all of the hazaos in all three places, you have to do everything that you're supposed to do with the dam. And none of that happened yet. So therefore, if the dam spills out before any of that happened, that Sir Lashem was invalid, and Mimela, its partner, is invalidated also. So you leave the Sir Lazazel to die. So that makes a lot of sense, because the Sir Lashem never got to do anything. It never got, before the blood spilled, it never got to fulfill what it was supposed to do. El Mesa Mishtaleach, Amai Yishavich Adam. But when Mesa Mishtaleach, why is it when the Mishtaleach dies that we spill out the dam? We already did the mitzvah of the Mishtaleach. What does that mean? We already did the mitzvah. The Sir Mishaleach, what's the mitzvah of the Sir Mishaleach? You take the goat up to a cliff and you chuck it off the cliff. Isn't that the mitzvah? Obviously, if it died, we didn't do that mitzvah yet. It dropped out of a heart attack. We didn't do that mitzvah yet. What do you mean? That we already did its mitzvah, and therefore, why do we assume that it's possible that we got to spill out the dam? So Rashi explains over here, no, Savin Mitzvah say, he says, you have to understand that there are certain things that we do that are ma'akev, and other things we do that are not ma'akev. Certain avodas that we do with each karban are critical, and the whole carbon is invalid without it, and certain things that we do, but they're a requirement, l'chachila, but they're not absolutely critical. What is absolutely critical to be yotzei the mitzvah of Sir Mishtaleach? So I would have thought definitely chucking it off the cliff, that's the whole thing, right? That's got to be. So says Rashi, no, that's not ma'akev at all. What is ma'akev of the Sir Mishtaleach? Hagrala. Just doing the goral and determining that one is a Sir Hashem, the other is a Sir Mishtaleach. So in terms of the Sir Hashem, it's got a lot more that it still needs to get done. You need to do all the avodas panim and everything else in it before that, and all that's ma'akev. But in terms of the Sir Lazazel, the only thing that was ma'akev is hagrala. It's the only part that's ma'akev for the Seal HaZazel. So if the Seal HaZazel dies after you do the hagrala, before you throw it off of the cliff, after you do the hagrala, good. You already did the mitzvah Seir Mishalech. Why? So its partner should still be kosher. The dam that I have bifnim from the Seal Hashem should still be perfectly usable. It shouldn't be disqualified. It should still be in play. So why do I have to spill out the dam? That's how Rashi understands. The Rabbeinu Eliakim understands a little differently. He says, what's the point of throwing it off the cliff? It's to kill it. It's that the animal will die by some means other than shechita as a korban. So if it drops dead of a heart attack, guess what? It's dead. You accomplish the same thing. So that's what I mean, the Nasus Mitzvah. That the mitzvah is that the animal should be dead. So it's dead. That's it. You're done. That's the mitzvah of the animal. It's not the agrella so much, but it's the... Either way, though, the Gemara's question is the same. If the Seir Mishalech is not really disqualified, it just died, but it already had its mitzvah, it already fulfilled its purpose, so why would I take the dam of the other Seir and spill it out? So Amri debate Rabbi Yanai Omar Kra Yom Adchai Lifnei Hashem. The pasuk explicitly says that the animal should be Yom Adchai Lifnei Hashem Lechaper Alav, etc. So Yom Adchai Lifnei Hashem Lechaper Ad Masa Yehezakuk Lios Chai. How long does it have to be Chai? Does it have to be alive? Ad Shas Matan Damim Shel Chaveiro. In order for the Seir Mishalech to be valid, it needs to still be alive at the time that they're doing the Matan Dam of the Seir LaHashem. So since the Dam of the Seir LaHashem is still in a cup and they haven't done anything, and then the Seir Mishalech died before we did anything with the Dam of the Pnimi, that's why we now have to spill out the Dam of the Seir LaHashem and start all over again. Because you need the Seir Mishalech to be alive at the time of the sprinkling of the Dam of the Seir LaHashem. Tanan Hasam, new issue. We learned in the Mishnah, in Maseches Shkalim. Let's say people send their machzah shekel contribution that they have to send every year. They send it with a shliach, and on the way, when it gets when it's being sent to Yerushalayim, it gets stolen or it gets lost from the shliach. So im nitruma truma nishban legizbarin. So now certainly the shliach has to swear that he wasn't posheya. Let's assume the shliach is a shomer chinam, right? So shomer chinam is only chayiv for pshia. So if the shliach doesn't want to have to pay for it, he's going to have to swear that he wasn't negligent, and then he'll get off the hook. Question is, he has to swear to the person that he would owe the money to if he were negligent. Who is the person that he would owe the money to if he were negligent? It was in transit. It was being sent from a bunch of individuals in a community to the Beis HaMikdash. So does he owe the Shavuah to the Beis HaMikdash, or does he owe the Shavuah to the people? So the question is, who takes the loss? Who's going to take the hit over here? If you're going to say that the people in the community have to replace that Machzah Shekel, they're the ones that are taking the loss, he has to swear to them. If you say that, no, they already did their mitzvah Machzah Shekel, they're done with Machzah Shekel, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be what takes the loss, then the Shliach would have to swear to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, so who does he have to swear to? It depends when it was lost, when we knew about the fact that it was lost. Im nitruma truma nishban legizbarin. If the truma had already been taken by the time it was lost, or by the time we realized it was lost, so at the time of the truma, of taking the truma in the Beis HaMikdash, of taking the monies that we're going to use for buying the Korbanos Tzibur, the people who had sent that money were already included in that cheshbon. They were already included because it wasn't yet lost at the time. So when we take the truma, it counts for everyone whose truma already arrived here, as well as for those that are on their way. So it already counts for those people. So therefore, the people already fulfilled their chiyuvim of the Korbanos Tzibur, and it's the Beis HaMikdash that's going to take the loss. So then he takes the Shavuah to the Gizbar. V'imlav, but if the Truma Salishcha is not yet taken, so at the time that it was lost, so by the time the Truma Salishcha was taken, we already realize that these people do not have Machzah Shekel in transit on their way to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the people are going to have to give a new Machzah Shekel. So they're the ones that take the loss. So Nishban, the Bnei Yair, we say they have to swear, the Shliach has to swear to the Bnei Yair. And therefore, the Bnei Yair have to take a new Machzah Shekel. Great, so the Bnei Yair now designated new Machzah Shekel because theirs got lost, they got their Shavuah from the Shliach, now they have to designate a new Machzah Shekel. And what happens afterwards? Nimtzu'u oshichzirim haganavim. Afterwards, they find the original Machzah Shekel, or if it was stolen, the ganavim return the original Machzah Shekel. Now what? So Eilu, now you have two coins that are both designated as Machzah Shekel. So Eilu ve'elu shkalim heim, ve'ein olin lehem l'shana abba. They both have a din of Machzah Shekel. Beis HaMikdash wins. Beis HaMikdash gets all the money, And it doesn't even count to you for next year. It's not like you can't say, it's like if you accidentally daven shachris twice. You can't say, all right, so I just won't daven mincha. No, you still got to daven later. Right? So if you have two maksa, it's not going to count for next year. You're still going to have to bring a second maksa shekel next year. Rabbi Yehuda omer olin l'shana baba. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says that it does count toward the next year. The Achronim have a difficult time understanding. If you look in the Mishnah, Masechta Shkalim, Rabbi Yehuda's name does not appear. So they either change the Tanan Hasam to a Tan, that this must be a brisa, or they add in at some point Tanur Rabbanan in that Imavdu Nimtzu Ashich Zirum. That starts a brisa that elaborates on the Mishnah. But at some point, clearly, by the time we get to Rabbi Yehuda, we're no longer quoting a Mishnah. Now we're just quoting a brisa. But it doesn't matter. It's still the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Olan L'Shana Aba, that it does count for the following year. That's the sheet that we're going to focus on. So says Mar, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it counts for the following year? So I'm Rabbi. It's a principle Rabbi Yehuda has, that chavos of this year can be used for next year if you already covered your chavos for this year. So something that was designated for chiv of this year, you're still allowed to use for the following year. So now, based on that, why are we talking about shkalim? Because we're going to bring this back to Yom Kippur. What about Yom Kippur? Let's say we just discussed cases. In our Mishnah, all along we've been discussing cases where you're stuck with two seirim la'ashem or two seirim la'azazel. Why don't we solve the problem very easily? Take one, use it for this year, and one, and use it for next year. So, Eisvei Abaye asks the question, Parvisor Shal Yom Kippur Misha Avdu, Vivra Shachayim Taktayan, you have a Parvisor of Yom Kippur that got lost, and you designate another animal in their place, V'chein Si'irei Avodah Zara Sha'avdu, Vivra Shachayim Taktayan, similarly, if you have Si'irei Avodah Zara that got lost, and you designate a new Si'irim in their place, Kulon Yamusu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says they're all left to die. And notice what he does not say. He does not say Yikrevu L'Shana Aba. He doesn't say go bring it the next year. Same Rabbi Yehuda. And now he says just leave it to die. That's Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah said leave it to die. So Rabbi Shimon Amrim Yiruat Chistavu V'Yemachru V'Yiplu Demeim L'Davashin Chatasib Mesa. And the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they also don't say to use it for the next year. They say let it graze in the field till it develops. Mum, then sell it and use the money for a carbon nedava. But that's not where our kasha is from. Our kasha is on Rabbi Yehuda. It's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. That by Machsa Shekel, Rabbi Yehuda was all too eager to say, don't worry, just use it for the next year. And when it comes to the animals for karbanos, the seir, he does not say to use it for the next year. He says that you got to let it die. So the Gemara is going to have five answers to that question. Again, we're not going to get to all five today, but we'll get to probably four of them. So Amrlei, answer number one is, Karbanos Tzibur Kamrit. You're going to bring a raya from the Karbanos Tzibur that are purchased with the Trumas Halishcha. How can you bring a raya from the Maksa Shekel, which is used to purchase Karbanos Tzibur? Shiny Karbanos Tzibur, could Rabbi Tavi Am Rabbi Yoshia. Karbanos Tzibur are different, like Rabbi Tavi Am Rabbi Yoshia says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. What does he say? Dam Rabbi Tavi Am Rabbi Yoshia. Amar Kras, Zos Olas Chodesh B'chadsho. Amra Torah Chadesh Va'avila Li Karban Mitruma Chadasha. That you have to bring a carbon always from the Truma Chadasha. Meaning the fact that it says Chiddush so many times tells me that you have to be they have to be Mechadish the Karbanos and bring them from the Truma Chadasha. So once the year is over, so then it's no good. You can't bring those Karbanos from the previous year's funds. So when we're talking about a seer that we're using as the seer la'azazel, seer la'ashem, that comes from the communal funds. Last year's funds can't be used to buy this year's karban. So if both seerim from this year were paid for with last year's funds, it's not going to be good. When it comes to the machzah shekel, so you're contributing a new machzah shekel, meaning the machzah shekel was not in the trumas halishcha at the time that you took. It was not in the lishcha at the time that they took the trumas halishcha. So it was never designated as last year's funds. So good. So then you could use it for next year's funds. But when you have an animal that was already purchased with last year's money, you can't use an animal that was purchased with last year's money for next year's karban. That's no good. That you're not allowed to do. The money could transfer because the money was not yet in the lishcha when you took the Trumas Halishcha. So says Gemara, that's an excellent explanation. Hatenach Seir, for the Seir, that's an excellent explanation. But Par Ma'ikal Lemeimar, what about a Par? Why is it that if you lose the Par of the Kohen Gadol, Par of the Kohen Gadol is paid for by the Kohen Gadol's private money. That's not paid for by the Trumas Halishcha. So what would be the problem if we have an extra Par to use that same Par the following year? We should have no problem using the same Par the following year. It doesn't come from communal funds anyway. So So Gemara says, Gzeira par atu sa'ir. It's a gzeira that we don't allow using last year's par, lest you come to use last year's sa'ir. It's all a gzeira midrabanan. Meaning, enachinami, really the par should have been allowed to be used the following year. Rabbi Yehuda just says, don't do it as a gzeira midrabanan, lest you come to use the sa'ir, and the using the sa'ir would be a violation of using last of using an animal that was bought with last year's funds. So says Gemara, mishum gzeira yamusu. You're going to let an animal that's kadshim, an animal that has kedusha saguf, you're going to let it just go die because of a gezeira midrabanan? Meaning, whenever you want to make a chumrah, you always have to be careful that there's always, with every chumrah, there's a trade-off. With every chumrah, at some point, the chumrah is going to be maybe lidei kula. And over here, the trade-off is overwhelming for such a chumrah, because you're afraid people are going to confuse the halachas of a par with the halachas of a sar. You're going to allow lechatchila to take an animal of hegdash and let it be yamusul, just let it die? That doesn't make any sense. The Rabbanu would never make such a chumrah with such a trade-off. Va'od, and furthermore, hadra Rabbi Taviyam Rabbi Yoshia Gufa mitzvahi. When Rabbi Taviyam Rabbi Yoshia said that you're not allowed to use last year's funds, that's only the mitzvah, meaning that's only lechatchila. B'di'evet, in a difficult situation, you're still yotzei if you use an animal purchased with last year's funds. Dam Rav Yudam Shmuel, Karbanos Sibur Aban Be'achad B'nisan, mitzvah lahavi min achadash. V'im hevi min ayashan, yatza. El shechasa mitzvah. If you bring the Karbanos Sibur from last year's money, okay, you yotzei the mitzvah. It's just not the best mitzvah. It's not ideal, but you still yotzei the mitzvah. And therefore, even on the sa'ir, forget about the par, even on the sa'ir, what's your options over here? You have two seerim that have kedusha. So your options are either let one of them die, which is very, very bad. We don't want to do that with a seer that has kedusha. Or use one of them for next year, which is b'di'evit okay. L'chadchil, it's not the best. But guess what? This is not a l'chadchil situation. In a l'chadchil situation, you don't have two seerim with the same kedusha. This is a b'di'evit situation. So if there was ever a situation that called for using an animal that was purchased with last year's funds, this would be that case. This would be that situation. So we're back to the kasha. How come Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to use the sayer the following year? So the par is certainly not a kasha. We said the par the sar we said is like Rabbi Taviyam Rabbi Yoshia, but even that didn't work. That why? Because Rabbi Taviyam Rabbi Yoshia is only a din lechatchila. So and the par also, if the whole reason for the par is only a gezeira unto the sayer, that also doesn't make any sense that you're not going to be allowed to use it the following year because of some gezeira we're going to let it die. So says the Gemara, we need a second answer. Elo Amar Bizeira. The real reason that we can't use it the following year is a goral done last year cannot be koveya, an animal is a seal Hashem and seal Azazel for the following year. It's a din in the goral, that a goral only works for a limited amount of time. The goral works for this year. It's not going to work for next year. So says Gemara, v'naisi v'nagril. Okay, so do a new goral next year. Take this animal and do a new goral. Says Gemara, gzeira shema yomra goral koveya mishon lechavirta. It's also gzeira. We're afraid that people are going to think that a goral is koveya from one year to the next year. Says Gemara, hatei nachsi'ir. That answer works for the seer because there is a goral by the seer. By the par, there's no goral. So why can't you use an extra par that you have for the following year? Gzeira par ratu sayir. No, we make a gzeira of the par, lest you think that if we allow you to use the par the following year, people think you can use the sayir the following year as well. Umishum gzeira yamusu. Again, the Gemara says, because of a gzeira, you're going to let the par die? Meaning, what the Gemara is at right now, unlike in the first answer, where we didn't, at the end, we didn't even like how it explained the sayir issue. In the second answer, good, you explained why I can't use the sayir the following year. Because you can't do, you explained why I can't use when it comes to the par, you explain why I can't use the sar of the following year because of the goral. So that's explained very well. But the par, it's all a din derabban unless you confuse it. That's not enough of a reason to let the par die. But the sar, I understand very well. The sar you've explained very well. The par we're left with problems with. So that's the flaw in this answer. The flaw in this answer is that the par isn't explained well. The sar is explained just fine. The par is not. Keep that in mind as we go on. So says Gemara, answer number three. Amru Rabban Kameda Abaye, Now, the reason why we're not allowed to use the same seir the following year is because it's a chatos shemesu baleha. It's a gzeira, lest you confuse it with a carbon chatos whose owner died. Meaning, if the kohen gadol dies, then it's a chatos shemesu baleha. It's a carbon chatos that is designated as a carbon chatos whose if the kohen gadol dies at any point in this year, the owner of this carbon chatos had died, and you're not allowed to use a chatos. So says Gemara, Hatenach Par. That works very well for the Par because the Par has a Bailim. The Bailim is the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol dies, the Bailim is gone. But the Sayer is a carbon Tzibur. It's purchased with Tzibur money. The Bailim is not the Kohen Gadol. So and the Tzibur is never going to die. Klal Yisrael never dies. So Sayer Ma'ikal Meimar. So why? What's the problem with the Sayer? So right away the Acharim jump all over this question. So what are we saying now? This answer only explains the Par. It doesn't explain the Sayer. The Gemara should be jumping for joy and say, perfect, that works great, because the last answer explained the Sayer and didn't explain the Par. So now if you put together the last answer and this answer, we're all good. But the Gemara does not say that. The Gemara just assumes, Hatein of Par, Sayer, Michael, and Mamer, we're going to have problems with the Sayer, and therefore we have to reject this answer. The Gemara says, no, Gzeira Sayer to Par, the Sayer is only Gzeira, and we raise the same problem. Mishum Gzeira Yamusu. What, the whole problem of the Sayer is only Gzeira, and you're going to let it die just because of Gzeira? The Gemara says, no, I'm not letting it die just because of a gezeira. We had a good reason why the sar was not usable. Because of the garol. You can't use the sar for the, because you can't do a new garol. A garol cannot be koveya mishana l'chavirta. So that was the reason for the sayer. And the reason for the par is this reason, because of chatos shemesu baleha. So that's the kashal the achronim ask. So in the Derech HaMelech, he explains that it's the lashon of the brisa that puts the Gemara off. The lashon of the brisa sounds like the par and the sayer have the same reason, that it's the same din. That the reason you're rejecting, you're not allowed to use the par from this year for next year, and the sayer for this year for next year, is all the same reason. So we want an answer that covers both. We don't want an answer that makes it that covers each one individually. So that's how the Derech HaMelech suggests. Others say a little differently. The quotes here in the Bira from the Sefer Eshkol HaKofer that the Chachamim say, the Chachamim who say this in front of Abaye didn't say it to be Miyashiv's Kasha. They were being Mevar Divrei Yehuda by Par. So he asks. So Abaye asks, what are you going to say about the Sayer? Meaning each one is an individual conversation, and they weren't all being taught in the same base. Where it was all being taught together. So each one was trying to answer everything, and each question as an answer, each answer does not answer everything. But maybe in a chinami, if you put them together, we would have an answer. So anyway, says the Gemara now, a fourth answer. El gzeira mishum chatos sha'av rashnasa. Now the gzeira is that lest you come to use a chatos sha'av rashnasa that's already more than a year old. The halacha is you're not allowed to use a chatos more than a year old. So why am I not allowed to use last year's seir next year? Because it may, if we allow using that, you may use a carbon chatos that's more than a year old. So says Mara, I may use a carbon chatos. If I use last year's carbon chatos this year, it's not maybe that I'm using a chatos that's more than a year old. By definition, I'm using a chatos that's more than a year old. Gezeira, he gufa chatos shav reshnasa hi. This year itself is a chatos shav reshnasa, meaning it's obviously more than a year old. If it was designated to be brought last Yom Kippur, and now it's being brought this Yom Kippur, it's of course it's more than a year old. And that's why it's probably problematic. I get it. Don't call it a gzeira. Says Gemara, halo kasha. No, that's not a problem. That we could still call it a gzeira because it might not be more than a year old. It all depends on how you count a year. Kirebi, detanya, shanat mim, mono sholosh meos v'shishim v'chamisha yom, kaminim v'sachama, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that for certain rare halachos, in Judaism, we count with yom v'sachama. We count based on a solar year. Most of the time, we count based on a lunar year. But every once in a while, there are certain rare halachos where we're going to count based on a solar year. So by Bate Ori Choma, for instance, that the halacha is where you have that first year where you could be pod to the house that you sold in a walled city before you lose it forever and ever. So that year is counted as a 365-day year, says Rebbe. And therefore, maybe we would say the same thing by the age of a carbon, that the carbon chatos only ages out after 365 days. So says Rashi, what happened over here? It only becomes kosher to be used on the eighth day of life, once it's 8 days old. Before that, it's mechusar zman, it's not old. old enough. So probably on Erev Yom Kippur, it was 8 days old, you designated it as a karban. Then 354 days later, the next Yom Kippur, you want to use it. So 354 days later, plus it was 8 days old, so it's only 362 days old. So it's not yet 1 year old, so it would still be good to be used as a chatas. So it's not 1 year, but we don't want to do that because people might think that you're allowed to use a chatas that's more than a year old. That's a gezeira mishum chatas that's more than a year old. Say you count 12 months from miyom liyom, meaning you count 354 days. And if it happens to be a leap year, so the mocher is the one that benefits in terms of the one who sold the benefits from a leap year. This is talking about by Batei Arichoma. That's where the original machlokas appears, that in determining the year of Batei Arichoma, where you have the ability to buy back your house, so if it happens to be according to the Chum, where we don't go with the solar year, we go with the lunar year, you get an extra month to buy back your house. It's Nisabra Lemocher. So again, says Gemara, Hatenech Sayer, Parmaik Lememar. That explains for the Sayer, it's a Chatas. So I understand that it's Chatas Shavra Shnasa. What about the Par? Gzera Par, Ratu Sayer. Again, Umishum Gzera Yamas, because of Gzera, you're going to let it to die. Va'od, Chatas Shavra Shnasa, the Ri'ia Azla. Tamrei Shlakas, Chatas Shavra Shnasa, Ronas Akilu Hiyamedes, Pesach Varos, Veroa. And furthermore, a Chatas Shavra Shnasa is supposed to go to graze. So that's not going to help us either. So the bottom line is, we're again still stuck with this question. The Gemara has not yet found an answer that it's satisfied with. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow maybe we'll start by discussing a little bit more about the 12 months, 365 days, 354 days, when we use what, and then we'll move on to the fifth answer before going on to the next one.